Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4, and I would like to read with you verses 14 through 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, where the Word of God says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." That's the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 14, 15, and 16. And now we can rejoice over the Lord Jesus Christ, over all that he has done for us on the cross of Calvary, that through faith in him we might have the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. But I also rejoice over the fact, and I'm sure that many of you do as well, that after Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, he became our great high priest to intercede for us, to be there to provide grace and strength, to give us direction, and to represent us even before God the Father there in heaven. And the tremendous thing to take into consideration is that when Jesus Christ was on the earth, he was in real flesh. He was a true human being, just like you and just like I am. And in the flesh, we know that he was tempted. We read through the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, and we see that Satan came and tempted him. But that's no doubt not the only time he was tempted. The Bible tells us that after the temptation, Satan left him for a season, which indicates that he then therefore came back later at some point, and maybe on quite a regular basis, to tempt him. But when Jesus faced temptation, he did not sin. The Bible tells us here in verse 15 of Hebrews 4 that Christ was tempted in all areas, just like you and I are, without sin. How did Jesus Christ overcome temptation? Well, when you read the account of his temptation there in Matthew 4, you will see that he quoted the Word of God. And that's a very good practice to take into consideration. Anytime we are tempted to do anything in particular that's sin, we ought to quote scripture that relates to that temptation, and that word of God that we quote will give us the power to have the victory over that temptation. But also a tremendous fact to take into consideration is what verse 16 says here in Hebrews 4, and that is when we face those temptations in life, we can go boldly into the throne of grace and ask for help. And by doing so, we will obtain mercy and grace to help in that time of need. When you and I face the temptations of life, we don't need to go through them on our own. The fact of the matter is, we cannot go through them on our own victoriously. But when we face the temptations that we do in life, the Lord Jesus Christ is there to intercede for us and to give us grace and strength as we apply the Word of God to our lives, so that in the face of those temptations, we will grow rather than fail. In the face of temptations, quote God's word, seek the help of the Lord Jesus Christ, and watch how God will work in your life. Father, we thank you for this passage of Scripture, and I thank you for the fact that when we do go through the temptations of life, that your Son, the Lord Jesus, is there to give us that grace and strength to help, that we might come through them victoriously. And we'll give you the praise for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dull, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.